So welcome. Last full day of camp for this year, and for many of us, last camp of the year as well. Kind of a bittersweet moment. So as we're settling, my first invitation to you is just to consider what abundance and what gratitude you might be holding. But also any kind of bits of scratchiness and grumpiness that also might be coming up for you if it's been a long few days. You know, everything we do here has the potential to be deep. Any conversation you have, everything you do, has a potential for that depth of transformation to it. That means that nidra is so important, so useful. So allow yourself to rest, if you can, as best you can. Allow your body as best it can to be heavy on the mat, heavy on the ground. In as much as your body can be heavy, can you also allow your breath to be light? It doesn't have to be big or full or deep. But can it be free? For this short and sweet time that we have together in Nidra, set your intention to find stillness, be still, but also know that you can move if you need to. And set your intention to stay present, but also know that if you drift, that's okay too. Follow the breath inwards. Follow the breath down. Bring the breath into the body, release it back out again. Allow that rhythm to hold you. Allow that rhythm to begin to lull you and take you deeper. Everything that I suggest to you is just an invitation. We'll begin with a rotation around the body. Let us begin for once with the soles of the feet. Your awareness to the soles of the feet, and maybe just imagining the lightest of touches there. A soft touch, yeah? A reassuring touch. And taking that touch, taking that awareness to the toes of your right foot in turn. One, two, three, 4, 5. To the toes of your left foot in turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From the toes coming to the insteps to the tops of the feet, both feet, right foot, left foot. And imagining that touch, that sense of welcome, that sense of reassurance. Moving from the toes, from the feet up into the ankles. From the ankles up into the shins and the calves. Into the knees. up into the thighs. Up into the hip sockets, the pelvis and the groins and the private areas of the body. That same sense of comfort, of reassurance. Moving up into the lower belly now. From the lower belly up towards the navel and the lower back, like a tide rising up the body. Up past the diaphragm to the heart center. Moving into the fingers now. The fingers of your right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And of your left hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To the palms of the hands, right hand, left hand. The backs of the hands, right hand, left hand. Moving past the wrists now and into the forearms. From the forearms to the elbows. Elbows to upper arms. Up into the armpits and the shoulders. And at the same time, up through the chest, into the collarbones. The shoulder blades into the throat. And from the throat starting to move past the jawline, the ears, past the lips, past the nose and the cheeks, like a rising tide. Reassurance and comfort. Up past the nose. Right to the eyebrows and the eyebrow center. From the eyebrow center all the way up to the crown of the head. Whole body, as best you are able to, embracing this idea of comfort, of reassurance, of settling. I invite you to imagine now that your right hand is slipping into warm, dry sand. That you can feel it trickling through your fingers. And that your left hand now is slipping into cool water, running over your fingers. warm, dry sand in your right hand, cool water in your left. Is it possible to be aware of both of those things at the same time? And then let it go. And then my invitation to you is, even as you remain here, resting on this good green earth, to imagine that you are also walking through the dunes of a beach, moving through the dunes step by step by step. Down with the sun overhead, hearing the waves in the distance, bringing yourself down towards the shoreline, right in the middle of the beach, a series of rough red rocks. And I invite you to imagine reaching out and touching them, feeling the surface with your hands, that rough, almost sandpapery, sandy feel. And noticing on your fingers that your hands themselves now have taken on that same deep red color. And my invitation to you is to take that color, that pigment, and anoint yourself with it, maybe right at the tip of your tailbone. Trace lines and patterns over your legs and over your feet, dots and spirals, and then reaching out to the sand underneath your feet, once more allowing that sand to run through your fingers. That deep golden glow, that deep orange of the sand running through your fingers. once more, your hands take on, this time an orange, a deep golden orange pigment. You might want to trace a line this time between your hip bones like a smile. And then continue to just adorn the body. Cover yourself, lines, zigzags, spirals, dots, and circles. And the colors against your skin, so bright under that incredibly clear blue sky. And it is as if you could reach out and touch the sun itself. And cover your fingers with the liquid gold of sunlight. Running down your fingers, running down your wrists, running down your arms. You can take that color and smear it right across your belly and lower back. Or in any way, anoint your body further with that color. And from there, the invitation is to reach out and to rinse your fingers in the sea itself, in the waves flowing, coming into the shore. When you bring the fingers back out, they are emerald green. To the heart center, to the space between your breasts. Taking that color. And once again, spirals, lines, dots, and zigzags all across the chest. And lifting your hands now to the sky, to the wind flowing across the beach. Flows through your fingers, behind the brightest of blues. And you can take that blue, smear it down your throat. Pattern your arms and hands with it. Continuing to anoint the body. And you start to search the beach, you start to search the shore for more colours. And in the crack of a rock somewhere, you find the tiniest, tiniest deep purple flower. You can reach out and touch it ever so delicately with one fingertip. And that deep purple color flows across your fingers. I'm bringing that deep violet color right to the center of the eyebrows. And you can cover the face with more patterns and lines and spirals and zigzags. Finally, you reach out, deep, far into the sky, and catch the single passing cloud, pure white, with just the tiniest hint of violet. Bringing that soft against your hands, soft against your skin, almost like cobwebs, and drawing it across the scalp and through your hair. And as you walk across that beach, along that shoreline, through that land, the land walks with you. Red and orange and gold and green and blue and purple and white. little by little. Remembering that you are also in this field, in this play. Coming back to this body, step by step. Your breath to deepen just a little bit. Start to make a conscious choice about whether you're going to stay here a little longer or move on.